Hello? I can't hear you.
No? All right, I'll fix it.
I
can hear you.
I can also hear me. Oh. Am I coming in hot?
I don't think you're coming in hot.
I don't know how to read the board. I just know when things look, well, like, not great. And right now, when I'm talking, it looks not great. And then when you're talking or laughing, it's like, oh, that looks like it's in the safe zone.
Wow. We're both in the safe zone.
Is this sabotage?
I will. Hello, Beastie Boys? Was that a request?
It definitely wasn't. Okay. I'm going to tell you right
it's
now.
It's too early in the morning.
There's never going to be a time I'm going to ask you to play a Beastie Boys song.
Really? Oh, that's the East Coast in me.
I mean, and there's, it's not a hate or.
Yeah.
Shade,
not your jam,
not my cup of.
So what you're saying is, if I
musical notes,
the Just Blaze remix of Intergalactic, you'd be like, maybe I don't know, but
I'd be like, Justin worked on something like this.
Yeah, Justin Blaze.
But that's me acting like I know who Just Blaze is, like, personally.
Justin, my guy,
Justin. Wow.
Wow.
Just on his off time, huh?
Jeez.
While he was cranking out all that other stuff.
What year was that? Yeah, that sounds about right. He did.
You know, he was working on the moments. Oh boy beat. Just kidding, guys. I don't know anything.
In between. MJ.
Good morning, fiancés. It's been days and days.
Yeah. I need you guys to wrap your good mornings around MJ's migraine. I was going to say around her forehead, but that's the thing. The migraines be all over the place. They be behind the eye,
mm-hmm.
you know, back of the head, top of the head, elbow.
The searing finger. Poker mm-hmm. behind your eye is a fan favorite. Yeah, I think that when folks respond via text message, they will concur.
Yeah, yeah, we do have fiancés that deal with chronic migraines.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a.
It's the chronic part that really upsets me the most right now.
Right, because you didn't eat any trigger foods or.
Man, you're just going to.
Trigger altitudes. Because that's the thing. Guys, I used to go to Bend a lot to spin at Dogwood Cocktail Cabin, which is relocated now, really. And MJ used to come with me. And we started noticing a pattern. You know, halfway through the gig, she's
excitedly
like.
Excitedly drive ourselves down to Bend. Yeah. Over to Bend.
Over to
not
Bend.
Down. Over.
And halfway through my gig, she's like, hey, I'm not going to make it.
I'm about to
go. I got to go home. I got to get back to the room.
How do I get to the Airbnb from here by myself?
Yeah. The altitude.
Which is so strange.
Mm-hmm. Triggers migraines. Your migraines, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. No bueno.
But Denver's like. So high, maybe, that it just...
It passed the...
It passed the migraine brain. Threshold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I definitely didn't... I don't remember dealing with the migraines as much in Denver.
Also, our bodies change over time. So maybe if you go back to Denver now...
It could be bad.
For you. Yeah.
This is an exciting radio, but... it's like... It's silly. How many days they will stick around. You know, like it's the right now isn't actually the migraine hangover, which for me is like just a real fuzzy.
Yeah. You were Dunsky last night.
Like I'm on my way to the hangover, I think, but it's really a neurological event. Like my eyes were doing a lot of darting. And that's not something that I deal with normally. I definitely thought I was. I kept asking if my face was drooping.
Well, I don't know. That's all the way true. You do have darty eyes. You've been told this. This is no surprise.
Never once in my life. Never once in my life have I heard Morgan's got those darty eyes. So.
Yeah, babe, your eyes have been known to dart. It's, you know.
What are they doing right now?
Well, you don't like to hear it, so maybe I won't say it. We got a couple texts.
Oh, yes.
No, not the migraine.
See?
That October slide is not a cool dance.
Oh, what is that? Man. Show light. What's the October slide? Is this something I know and I'm forgetting the name?
Oh, October slide is the name for chronic conditions flaring up in the fall.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm right now years old and I'm going to use the mess out of October slide.
Right. Last text with that same person. Anyway, good caffeine and darkness. I mean, good morning.
Good morning, Beyonce. I do have the caffeine. I do have some of the darkness. My laptop screen is low, which is good. Nice on the eyeballs.
And I'll be reading all the stories today because, yeah, man.
Because the words are jumbled.
Dirty eyes. You're clearly admitting it. You can't focus because your eyes are darting all over the screen.
These are the moments I'm really not sure what to do with you. If you guys could see Ambush being so proud of himself, darty eyes.
I practically gave myself a high five.
Yeah, no, it's happening. Yep. The smile is so big. It is a self high five. So yeah, I was not, I am not, I don't think I can help read a story, but I do hope that I can say things after. You know?
I think you'll be able to.
Talk right through the migraine. This is one thing that I can say. Different levels, right? Starts out sometimes kind of okay. You're like, I can prepare for this, get myself ready. And then you get yourself ready. It hits. But then it doesn't go away. And that's the part. Like my parents, every time I talk to them, when I have a migraine, they will say, "Oh my God, Morgan, you got to get to a doctor about this." I'm going to tell you guys right now, stop saying that to your friends who have a chronic condition.
Yeah.
They have actually likely been to a doctor about this.
If you want to know, they've been to every doctor.
Maybe many a doctor about this. It's
chronic. They're fighting for their survival.
And there might not be a whole lot of options for the thing you're ailing. That ails you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think that ails you?
So there's this thing. It feels like there's a, I know that this is, you know, Nick and Cher trying to be totally compassionate. They feel bad. They empathize. They can't believe their kid is in such pain. But then they say things like, you got to get to a doctor. You got to take it serious. Oh, yeah. Well, now I feel like maybe you don't understand how serious it actually is. The amount of times I've been to emergency room for migraine symptoms is too many to count. And that's not fun.
No, it's not fun to not be listened to.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Hate it. But sometimes it does feel like you're like on the verge of something that's not okay. I started having weird sound things, auditory issues yesterday. Mm. Auras. Audio okay. See, done.
Yep. Yeah.
Say the word auditory and you're finished. You know?
It's a takedown.
Anyway, what I was trying to go is
you get shadow banned by your brain.
By my own brain. You know what? That sounds just like a Gemini. You know? Just shadow ban yourself. There's something to this. You know, what I was trying to say is sometimes because they are chronic, because I have ones that will be days and days of debilitation, there are some that I will power through. Mm-hmm. And you may see me at work or you may hear me on the radio And you're like, well, she's saying she has a migraine. How does that work? This is just one that maybe it's the moment that's not as bad as the one that doesn't let me get out of bed.
Also, our progressive relationship is a sham. I boss her around. I make her read the news even when she doesn't want to. Yeah. That's what it means to be fiancé'd up.
That's what happens.
With ambush, anyways. And if there's anyone else that wants to join this lopsided team, hit our volunteer form. Shout out to the homies on follow us on Instagram that alerted me to how the form was initially inaccessible. And also, man, had we really some thought other we did something there. Yeah,
that was such a moment of oh, hey guys, I'll take care of it. Like at a team at work, and then they're like, yeah, you
didn't.
Everyone needs access still. Oh, really? I didn't do everyone. Well, it says here everyone.
Yes. Yes. So,
And shout out to Jess for filling the form out. And because the other thing is, I had made it, what was it, a drop down?
A drop down.
Thinking you could pick as many drop downs as you wanted. And guess what you can't do?
That.
Like, at all. Like, Google Forms is like, LOL, big dummy. That's not how this
Try
works.
Try again.
Yep.
So it's a checkbox now. So, anyone that may have attempted to fill out the volunteer form to join the team and was met with some opposition there, any barriers? Know now. We are great to go. So yes, if you missed it, we are looking to expand the team. We got some things coming up that we're going to need some more assistance from the community with. We're sitting on content, man. We are sitting on content. We're sitting on opportunities. Some really, really great stuff we want to bring to you on the radio and in podcast form. But it's a heavy lift. It's stretched far beyond my arms and Kyle's arms and Morgan's arms. You want to make it a team? Join the franchise.
Okay. Not join the franchise.
Help us become
Well, unless we are like a NBA team.
Well, that's what I was leaning into that.
Okay.
Sports ball.
Oh, man. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to.
Are you DJ Envy?
All right. Actually, that's it. I didn't think we would ever have to do this. Breaking up on the radio is weird, but you know.
It's weird, but
I'm going to unlink from this. We're going to decouple.
Wow.
How dare you?
We are equally yoked.
Not now. You just call me DJ Envy. King of the beige rage. I want no parts.
Complexion aggression.
I can be my own khaki chaos. I don't need to be his friend. Really quickly, we got a text that said, okay, but keep the word should out of your mouth when someone's in pain.
Facts. Listen.
In bold and in caps.
Right.
Okay? Loud with that one. I feel exactly the same way. And there's just, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but there are certain ways that it'll just hit. Like that word, you should. Huh?
Oh my God.
Well, aren't you today's genius?
I'm trying to make this meme big enough to use.
Oh my. Okay.
Thank you, Beyonce, for sending this meme in. This is, that's it.
This is, number one, we need to be able to get these off of this computer machine. I don't know how.
Computer machine.
The internet computer, John. I need this in my phone. Because I think that maybe I'll just send that to my mom every time she says you should go to the doctor.
Your lab results are normal.
I mean, there really is something to be said about how there's a universal experience for, like, I remember this from a Golden Girls episode.
Oh, wow.
She didn't have migraines, but, but Dorothy had something wrong with her. And she kept going to the doctor. The doctor kept saying she was totally fine. you know, the ladies at home, or like, there, something is off. And she ended up having like a big deal, but all her lab results were coming back normal. And that's the thing. I have a doctor now who will go beyond the lab results and ask me questions.
Well, that's great.
It's very great. It's also very new. And I'm, you know, not a spring chicken. So, like, it would have been really cool to have a doctor when I was in my early 20s, not being able to see because blinded by a migraine. And instead, they're like, yeah, you know, we just don't know a lot about the brain. I mean, but you're a doctor of the brain. Like, what does a neurologist do? Am I wrong about that? I'm pretty sure that that's like,
no,
brain
you're,
doctor.
You're not wrong about that. A neurologist is someone who knows a little bit more about the brain than we do.
But the point is that nobody knows anything. So that makes you the king of nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say that because I have neurologist friends.
Number one, no, you don't. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Maybe you do.
Babe, I'm like shoulders deep in the medical community.
Okay. Whose shoulders?
Wow. Okay. Slans. Full slans. All the slans.
Maybe there's somebody else's the shoulders is all the I was saying.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So they wouldn't have to go so high like as yours. Because, you know. You're not.
Well, I did want to mention today is great for two reasons.
Yeah, what is it?
It is the season finale of Loki.
Did you say seasoned?
Season.
Oh.
But it's pretty seasoned.
It is pretty seasoned.
It's a well-seasoned season.
Ooh.
Yeah. Spice.
Parmageddon.
Turmeric.
Okay.
All spice.
Is it
a little bit of cumin?
Turmeric, turmeric. Tomato, tomato?
I think it's tomato, tomato. Okay. Potato, potato with that one. Yeah. But not only that. Caught wind yesterday, so I guess maybe that's not significant to today. But today, the actor strike, they have reached a conclusion.
Oh, it's done? This is what happens. I don't know anything going on.
You was migrained out, Bree.
What?
Tasha Smith, who I follow, she's an amazing actress and director. Follow her on IG. He posted it.
You know what? And that was the longest. Was that the longest one? No. The writer's strike was longer, but it's that one's over first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tentative deal.
Man.
We love to see it.
We do. That's great news. That is amazing news.
Amazing what happens when you withhold your labor.
Yep.
Speaking of, I don't know if this is going to fit, probably will, into the story later, but I will just say that I saw quite a few people or bots, unsure, on the internet.
You never know these days.
I thought I had it down. You know, if you were a name in numbers, it was like, oh, Tim 1,482,000,000. No, you're not a real person.
Definitely a bot. Definitely.
But now there's confusing things. There's mixed messages. Anyway, unsure if this was if these are people or bots, but there were quite a few alarming messages about how the teachers just, you know, go back to work and bargain from there. The kids got to get back in class. And if you're doing this for the kids, you got to do it from the class.
Wow.
And you know what I should have started with? I don't know if these are people, bots, or just bootlickers, is what I should have said. Because what in the misunderstanding collective bargaining is going on here? In what regard? And also, two plus and, that's what they were doing. Like, for 10 months. Like,
say it again. What were they doing for 10 months?
They were bargaining, they were on an expired contract, continuing to work as they bargained for better conditions for 10 months. Imagine they do that, and then at some point, some adult who has not paid attention at all and doesn't understand why a union is important is going to be like, hey, man, you say you care about the kids. Do this from the classroom. Yes, Margaret, I will throw all the leverage away that I've never used before.
Right.
Because your kid or your niece, because you probably have not been paying attention to this, you know, it's like your distant cousin's daughter, you know, was on her fifth day of not going to school. That's the other thing. I think it was Monday. They're like in the, as a.
It goes into its second week.
Yeah, it was something crazy. Strength like, fam, they missed 2 days of school last week.
Yeah.
That's not. And they were going to have Friday off last week. I think they're going to have it off this week, or they Monday, one of the two.
Yeah, we were sitting down on the couch watching the news, and it was like, as a strike goes into its second week, Morgan looks up and is like, what? We're like on day four. Like, you don't count the weekend.
You don't get to count the weekend.
And it wasn't even day four, because like you said,
Friday they
didn't have school.
They weren't going to have school whether there was a strike or not.
Props in Ganda, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to the people because, you know, the news coverage has been pretty interesting. I feel like this is a moment where no one's letting them change the narrative. It's been a confusing narrative because PPS has been doing their level best Howard Schultz, you know?
PPSing.
Boy, if they ain't been like, well, you know why your day sucks? Union. You know why your kid got a C? Union, probably. I don't know.
I don't know. Just asking. Just
you know, like just saying.
Yeah. Union, probably. I don't know.
The communications have been shady. And people are pointing that out. So the parents, other adults, other workers that are just like, man, solidarity. Because you know what sucks? Being exploited. You know what sucks? Having to work in an environment that the people that make more money than you do, doing a completely different thing, would never be in.
Right.
Like the people who can afford to have I don't know, like a space heater that would heat their whole classroom, and the expensive coat for the 50 degree classroom that so many teachers are teaching in, were teaching in. Mm. They wouldn't even buy the coat to bring it because they're not going to go there and be subjected to being in 50 degrees for 9 hours of their day. I mean, you know. There's just a lot of conditions that we are overlooking because people just want to think money when it comes to a strike. And that's the only thing that matters. And the positioning that they have taken of like, we're the ones that really care about kids. We really want to, you know, caring about kids means keeping them in the classroom.
Right. Caring about teachers. They're literally shaping our future because you know you aren't.
Man.
Generation after generation, you blame your kids' friends. You blame video games. You blame TV.
Music, entertainment.
Everyone else. You blame Sexy Red. Everyone else is shaping your kids, but you.
I do blame Sexy Red for talking about Trump, though.
Oh, I forgot she's a Trump supporter.
Shout out to Rashonda for telling me that.
Yay, yay, yay.
We got. Like, oh, wait, what do you mean? Trump supporter? No, this must be one of those things. It's like she just doesn't pay attention to politics.
Right.
So, oh, no. Those stimulus checks talked to people, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. Okay.
We got a little Rudy Tootie in here.
Fresh and fruity.
Yes. Loki has been a whole bunch of busy nothingness again and again. Woof.
Oh, morning, my.
Hugs and kisses, Rudy Tootie.
Okay, see, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and he says the slander and hugs and kisses at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's still slanderous.
The Rudy Tootier, the name he puts on there, the more slander he has done before.
The more icing on the cake.
Indeed.
The higher the grade of slander we're dealing with. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, SAG strike over. Bring on all the Blade movies.
Yes. Ooh, I feel like we got some bad news for you.
There were some things with that. This is a bad news for you.
How could you say Loki is nothingness? I just want to say out loud for what? How many episodes are we in? Six, five.
This is
For 5 episodes, he has been time slipping. His neck is got to be broken. He absolutely has to need a couple of tracks for his hair now because he has been whipping it.
Yeah.
Nothingness. Wow. Plus, Obi funny AF. So, you know what? Give me a show with Obi.
I need more Obi.
So good.
Oh, hilarious. We got another text. Don't understand why people in comments think they know better than the people actually in the classroom the best way to stand up for the classroom. Bro. You can't even wipe. You can't even wipe right.
Oh,
relax. Los.
Good morning, Carlos.
What up,
yo, bro? No, seriously, that's it. But that's kind of the that is our culture.
Yeah.
Everybody's an expert about a thing they've never thought of before. Uh-huh. You know, never even considered what it would mean for teachers to be on strike. Why would they do it? You know what? Lazy. Nobody wants to work anymore.
Right.
Where's Kim Kardashian? So she can tell us to get back to work. Don't be lazy. F word or something, you know? Like real life. If you are completely unwilling to even read about it, and I don't mean the Oregonian article that you're yelling at.
Right.
I mean, you are still, if you were raised in this country, the propaganda definitely has you in a chokehold, and you may not know it. But if the sound of a union, every union except for police unions, makes you bristle, like, oh gosh, the union, there's propaganda flowing through your veins. Because that, if you are a worker, you need a union. That simple. And the solidarity needs to be with each other, not with the, 1% of people that are making so much money and legitimately not doing anything. I mean, we have absolutely gotten accustomed to the idea that the more responsibility you supposedly have and the higher a title and, you know, the more corner your office, the more money you deserve, but the less you do. That's it. And then we know that. That's accepted. It is, Bob's on his way to go play golf, and then he's gone for the day. Cool. Did Bob make even a decision? Bob can't make a decision by himself because there's all these other things in play. So then all these people that are making decisions that make this whole machine run, that are doing all of the work, get none of that profit. And we are legitimately supposed to just be like, thank you for creating a job. They sold us on, we're job creators. We shouldn't have to pay taxes. We shouldn't have to be a part of this society. We're the ones creating the society. It's just, it's built on a false premise, and we are living in it still. Again, I say, we stay in a deceased white man's fever dream.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get yourself all twisted either. That's not a weird thing to say. Do you know how stupid people were back then?
I'm about to say, and also something you said multiple times on the show.
Well, yeah, but like, I just mean, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
What?
You're listening to X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Okay, you better hurry.
Yeah. Let's let people know what we're going to be discussing.
Yeah, what's the...
In local news...
Table of contents.
Law enforcement leans on lawmakers to tighten Oregon's drug laws.
Man, go quit wasting my time. Mm-hmm. Go to bed.
The Portland teachers adjust to life on the picket line as first ever strike continues on.
Mm-hmm.
In the national news, the House votes to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib over comments about Israel. And Trump's day in court paints a dark preview of the national ordeal ahead. He is turning these days, these moments on the stand, into many rallies. And that judge ain't going for it. You know, he no like.
Well, I'm here for that because so many people have allowed that person to continuously make everything a mini rally. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm pleased. I don't want to hear it. I do just real quick. You know the GIF of Jif, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that's all upset at work and he like throws everything off his desk. Yeah. And he's like, like all of it.
And they redid it with a panda. I love it.
Yes, that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was me when I saw that they censured her.
Oh yeah.
Like I was mad just on the thought of like, wait, y'all was talking about this? This is corny.
Right.
But then, oh, you did it. Oh, y'all meant it.
Terrible. All right, well, we're going to hop into this music break, and then we'll see you guys on the other side. Hello. My levels look good. Yeah. Cooking.
Hello. Yeah. I don't know. Can you? Am I here?
I'm a piano? Yes.
Yeah.
Play some of that.
Okay. Shout out to you for playing Hey Love. Quadrin was getting a lot of burn with me for a long time, many a moon.
You put me on the quadrant.
Thank you for giving me my flowers.
It was a happy bonus to the relationship, the ways in which you expanded my musical palette.
Same.
And that put you on a Wu-Tang.
Nope.
That give my credit where it's
strange thing for you to say.
Hmm.
And how would you have done that?
Well,
so anyway, Quadrin.
She's like, he's going to begin a terrible lie. Right.
Yeah, so we just move forward. I do this at home. I do it in meetings. I do it on the radio. Oh, no. I know what this is about to be. A lie and a fabrication. I'm going to pass. Where did Quadrin go? Are we just not doing?
Were there like spinoff projects? Is there creative?
Well, so you know, while you played that, I went to the Googles and I had some questions. And okay. The first one was, "Where is Quadrin right now?" No, that's not what I put.
Okay.
But Coco, the singer, lead singer, is apparently put out a debut album on her own in 2021.
What? All right, I gotta grab that.
So gonna
go take a listen to
you
that.
You know, thing. take a peek. Listen, a peek. I gotta get it together.
It's all right.
I continue to forget that they're like Danish. They're from Denmark.
They're from awesome town.
Yep.
I'm not sure what country it resides, but
Denmark. I just told you.
Awesome town, Denmark.
You wanted to say USA so bad. You wanted to be like awesome town, USA, because you are also capitalist.
Shout out to Rashonda.
Wait, what?
She called me one day. Like, we had one of our, you know, our little spirited conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she said, you want to sigh so bad. It's your favorite thing to do. You just love sighing. You just want to sigh so bad. But I watch you set up conversations so you can sigh.
Somebody's been around you.
Well, it's a lie. So,
yeah.
Anyways, so jumping into our first story here.
Yeah, which one are you going to go with?
We're going to go with the local law enforcement. Leaning on lawmakers to tighten Oregon's drug laws. Lawmakers in Oregon.
Well, honestly, someone's got to do it. You know?
Hello?
Come on.
No. Lawmakers in Oregon are facing a complex challenge as they grapple with the state's ongoing drug crisis. Representatives from various police and sheriff's departments shared their concerns on Monday, highlighting the limitations they face under the current legal landscape. During a hearing, opinions varied on the best course of action. Lincoln County Sheriff Curtis Landers advocated for the recriminalization of small amounts of drug possession, emphasizing the need to encourage individuals to seek help. Quote from Sheriff Curtis Landers, "We want to see people get help, but making it a crime probably forces it a little bit."
Sorry.
On the other hand, Sergeant Aaron Schmutz, president of Portland's police union, suggested that reintroducing criminal penalties for small-time possession could provide law enforcement with more tools to address public drug use.
Did it help you before it was decriminalized? I'm just asking questions.
Did it? He went on, he's quoted as saying, "The cry that I hear in downtown Portland over and over again is, here's this person who is using fentanyl in front of my child. What can we do? We have to have
the ability." Who are these liars? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. However, concerns are raised about the potential repercussions of flooding the legal system with thousands of new drug cases, considering the current challenges faced by the courts and the public defense system. Schmutz went on to say, "If you want to give police back the ability to arrest people for possession, I think it's really, really important to recognize the significant cultural shift that will happen there. The delicate balance between treating addiction as a public health issue, as indicated by the 2020 ballot measure 110, and addressing the rising concerns of overdoses and public drug use is becoming increasingly challenging for lawmakers. Democrats who once supported measure 110 are now exploring more robust interventions."
Oh, yeah, robust.
"The law enforcement representative pressed for more power to guide people towards treatment, even if it involves the possibility of criminal penalties that they may not want to enforce." Hermiston Police Chief Jason Edmiston says, "We don't believe a return to incarceration is the answer, but restoring a Class A misdemeanor for possession with diversion opportunities is critically important. Oregon, having looked to Portugal for insights into decriminalization policies, is now navigating the complexities of finding an effective solution to the drug crisis. Lawmakers are working towards proposals that aim to strike a balance between public safety and addressing addiction as a health concern." Mm-hmm.
What if I told you that one of the ways to strike that balance and get that addiction out of your face, I guess, I'm unsure, is resources? No. What if I told you that? What if I told you that the reason that you're seeing people use drugs is because they don't have a house? And if they had a house, we wouldn't see them do drugs just the same way we don't see you do drugs.
I call you at your house. 110 apologist. That's what I call you. Call you soft on crime.
I mean, when they're... I'm sorry. Everything's a little slow, right? Yeah. And soft on crime just hit me. I almost yelled into the mic. When they're talking about solutions and robust thoughts or something, or you know, plans of action and all of that, do they actually take a pause? Let's take a beat, right? Do they say this at the table is what I'm wondering. Let's take a beat, guys. Let's pull back. I've heard all of these things in meetings before, so I just want, you know, let's pull back and take a bird's eye view.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? What's actually happening here? Why are there more people living on the street than previously? Why are there more people on the street doing drugs in front of our faces,
right,
than previously? What could have possibly happened? Was it a decriminalization effort that is a step towards actual solutions?
Right.
Could the failure in people's minds, and because Could the failures happening really just be the nonprofit industrial complex? Could that really be what's going on? Or is there like an answer right in front of your face where it's like, oh, how did you become homeless? I feel like we just don't ask.
No, no.
Because the narrative has just been like, addiction causes homelessness. And if you were, you know, loved your family enough, you'd stop doing drugs.
Yep.
Because it's choices, but
so morally
somehow we do understand that sometimes it's not just a choice, but mostly, I guess, choice. I don't know. Could there be something right in front of our faces,
right,
that speaks to why people would be in the position that they're in, that would not necessarily be said moral failure or caused by fentanyl?
I just wish they would stop playing in our face in general.
I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Going
with your same exercise, right? Measure 110. We voted on it. This is what we want. Boom, it's not working. And then that's it. That's the full analysis. Boom, it's not working. No one says, hey, it's not working. Let's peel back the layers and see what's happening in here. Because when we pushed it forward, it seemed like a really, really great idea. Seem like a legitimate path forward. What's happening? Where are the deficiencies in this program? Where is it not being supported? What is going on? Instead, it's, oop, we voted on it. That didn't work. Take it back off the table. At no point has anyone said, hey, does this car need gas? Does it need an oil change? Should we kick the tires and see what's up? No, you just want to return the car to the dealership. And say, oh, this car doesn't work for me. It don't work. It don't go. Like,
I mean, there's just really something to be said about people that think that crime works this way. If you believe in having more police and heavily enforcing petty crime, and so those people go to jail, right? If you believe that works, why are there so many people in jail? Why do we have so many addicts?
Right.
Like all of the counters, all of the proof, all of the data is in front of you. It's accessible. You don't have to actually say things like, well, if we would just have consequences, then people wouldn't do these things. When does that stop someone from doing the thing they're going to do?
Right.
It certainly doesn't stop the people that are doing the most dastardly things.
Would you be referring to white collar crime?
Yes, absolutely, exactly what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
We're still dealing with people being upset about petty, you've taken a couple of things from Freddy's.
Right.
But you've got nothing to say when any one of these companies have committed millions of dollars in time clock fraud every year. I didn't mean to say time clock fraud. It's wage theft. I got too specific.
Well, that's how they do it.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you would lose your mind about some employee, you know, clocking in a little early
another employee would lose their mind over it. That's how.
Please.
Yeah. French did it.
Like, there's a lot of steps need to be taken, but fam, kill the cop in your head. Right. You are not the police. The police aren't even supposed to be policing certain things. And I don't mean because of the laws we passed. I mean, if you actually care about public safety, then you know that folks do not want to be out there.
No.
You know that someone like Kevin Dahlgren is out here grifting. He's, you know, that particular brand of, I don't know, Maverick, whatever they think they are, is literally just in the way and becomes this, like, you know, personality that people want to believe in. Oh, he's just exposing all of the things. No, he's in the way on purpose. You're asking why things aren't working only because that one person told you it doesn't work.
Right.
And they lied in order to tell you that.
Right.
They went to, I mean, seriously, watch any of those videos. It is literally a narrative they've chatted about. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Yeah.
Leading people through, yeah, man, I just totally like to do drugs. And so I get to do that in Portland because, you know, no troubles here.
That's why I came here, to do drugs.
I mean, do you know how wet and cold it is in the fall? There is no, like, I can't wait to get to Portland to do fentanyl. That's not how addiction works.
Right.
I'm not going to try it.
I'm going to hold off until I get to Portland.
Fam. I'm going to wait. I can't wait to get to Portland to do the fentanyl.
Yeah, I'm coming to Portland for food trucks and fent.
I mean, I actually... LLC? I don't know. Like, that is... I mean, but real life.
Yeah.
A crime being on the books or, you know, enforceable does not actually stop crime. It makes someone try to get away with the crime.
Yeah, that's it.
Harder than they were going to before. But there's going to have to be some sort of understanding at some point that, like, folks doing drugs on the street is a failure of our government. It is not a failure of that person or those people that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not going to get aligned with being upset with the things that and the systems that are very purposefully going this way, I mean, if you are a person saying right now, how come we're giving so much money? How is there all this money for other countries to be at war or not at war, at genocide, and kids can't eat lunch, right? We have all these homeless people and they can't be housed. It is a choice. And at this point, so much of this is baked into
mm-hmm.
all of the flow of everything. That who's going to get in, who's the disruptor to it? Because honestly, the people that are in charge are believing people like Kevin Dahlgren being in them being a disruptor to it, right? When again, roadblock.
So much so that they're hiring him for consultation.
I mean, think it through. And could y'all talk to each other? Because I'm really starting to get very big mad.
I mean,
the amount of police, I'm sorry, just real fast, the amount of police. What are they called? Precincts or whatever?
Departments
that don't even look. It's just like, oh, you were an officer somewhere. Cool. You don't even like check with your fellow officers. You don't even call and be like, hey, did people like him?
Right. Which is just more revealing of how unserious this conversation is.
Yeah.
For the people in power to make change.
I mean, so. And I'm not going to stick with talking about Kevin Dahlgren too mm-hmm. much. But my point is, he got to grift Washington, the state of Washington in Seattle. And then simultaneously, shout out to Urban Alchemy because they're doing the same thing. Simultaneously gets here, starts doing those things, getting all those Fox hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Seattle and Portland are just
still on fire.
There's nothing but a bunch of blue hair liberals screaming about pronouns and they want you to do fentanyl on the street or something. Like, like imagine that machine is working. He's just a part of that side of the machine.
Right.
But when people believe him or the ilk, instead of all of the data that is literally in front of you, you don't believe the people that have actually worked with these communities. You don't believe the people that are boots on the ground, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't possibly believe them. What would they know?
What would they know?
I saw something yesterday about the police oversight board. And there two people responded like, why would they even have people that believe we should abolish the police on a board like that? It's like having a Republican who wants to who says they want to govern, or some weird whatever. Who should be doing the oversight? Should it be right. Should it be you who thinks there should be none? Why are we so eager to do the things we know don't work and call that new? Why? Why do we want to do the repeat, the three-peat, the four-peat?
I got the answer.
Hit me.
Just don't really want to do anything about it.
Oh, crap. Does it? Bang, yeah. Bang. Because yeah. It's a choice?
It's too much effort to try something new. It's too much effort to apply some thought and reasoning and, you know, implement some new strategy. Just keep talking about it until we fix it. Let's keep talking about it until we devise a strategy. It's a little bit different than what we've been implementing. Let's keep talking about it until we can unpack, unravel, decode all the issues with the way we have been implementing. All of that sounds like meetings about meetings. It's too much talking. It's too much work. Let's just undo. Hit the undo button.
I mean, how many committees do you need to have to find out that reparations are appropriate?
Right.
And how many times are we supposed to do this around the mulberry bush of shit? Will they or won't they seriously talk about it? Well, take a think.
Yeah.
We do need a few million dollars in order to think this through for the next 7 years, right? Or whatever random number they throw out there that the commission will be doing a study or whatever. All to come back and be like, man, you know how bad it was for whatever group we're talking about?
Right.
Like, really bad. Do you know how we would be able to close some of that wealth gap? We would have to spend trillions and trillions of dollars. Let's stop talking about it.
I wonder where those trillions of trillions of dollars reside. Is it with taxing the rich? Taxing the wealthy, billionaires, that where we could possibly. I saw somewhere on the interwebs, so you know it's true, that Elon lost like $41 billion.
When he bought Twitter?
Yeah, since Twitter, since his, everything, all the shenanigans with Twitter.
And you mean like an extra, not the price of
extra
Twitter?
Yeah.
So you're saying he's like 85 in the hole?
Yeah.
Since buying Twitter.
And they're like, and he's still the rich
man. Man, that's neat. You know? Wow. That's cool.
And he's still up there killing it, bro.
And self-made, you know?
Yeah.
Just completely. Oh.
Yeah, completely self-made. Yeah.
Ay. Do we do one more story, or do we hit the music break?
The next story was going to be Rashida Tlaib's censorship, being censored. And I think that's a meaty one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could do the pick and line one. Mm-hmm. And then we go into the music break.
Oh, okay.
What our teachers are experiencing here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Portland teachers adjust to life on the picket line as first ever strike drag. Continues. I'm sorry. First of all, continue. The Portland Association of Teachers strike has entered into its second week, impacting thousands of students and reshaping the daily lives of educators. 2 months ago, PE teacher Kelly Kellogg never imagined she'd become a union organizer. Initially joining to navigate contract negotiations, she's now leading daily protests and marches for hundreds of people at Richmond Elementary in Southeast Richmond. Portland. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's Richmond. Where my baby went. Shout out to Sydney. Yeah. And Sessie went there too. Yeah, the Japanese magnet program is through Richmond and then somewhere else and then Grant.
Mm.
Sorry.
Yes. Kelly quoted saying, I thought I was signing up to learn how to write down grievances and meet with the principal regarding teacher needs. That's what I thought I was signing up for. Organizing under Portland's Association of Teachers banner, Kellogg and other striking teachers are adapting to a new routine, turning their focus from classrooms to the picket line. Their daily schedule revolves around union recommendations with early mornings for organizing marches and protests. Teachers not receiving pay during the strike can opt for daily stipends of $120.
Shout out to a union.
Indeed. Financial worries are mounting, especially for those with families. Katia Fleischman, a teacher at Kelly's Elementary, described the strike's impact on her family's daily life. Fleischman says, it's stressful. There's a little push from everyone. We no longer go out to eat, and we make a lot of soup. Yet the strike shows no immediate signs of resolution, leaving families and educators in a state of uncertainty.
Now, Ambush, I will say this. I saw the opinion that the uncertainty feels very much like the beginning of COVID, the quarantine, what will happen with our children. And, during that time, I think maybe because of the age of our kids or something, like, that wasn't the major concern to me, that like they were going to have a real big issue staying home.
Right.
I do understand, though, that different households are different households. That said, people are talking about how their kids are just like laying around, or they're, you know, loafing about, and they're just on their screens, and shouldn't they be doing something? And I'm going to tell you this about that. Parents out here being upset that their kids have free time. Capitalism is working hard on you, baby.
Right.
Hard on you. So are we worried about their mental health, or are we worried about they're not productive enough? They're not getting enough indoctrination of, yes, come to do this thing for 8 hours and then go home and do more of it for however many hours it takes you to get it done before tomorrow.
Get a tight grip on those bootstraps.
Are we upset that they are not getting the daily grind the same way you are? Because I thought part of the point was for your kids to have a better life.
I was waiting.
I'm trying to make sure that you don't experience all of the things that I had to. I walked so you could run.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when I walked to school, it was uphills both ways.
It is interesting how much perspective is lost when you hear that from parents. Like, on one hand, again, everything you already said, listen, I'm doing this to create a better life for you and your siblings.
Mm-hmm. Giving you the opportunities I never had.
Right. And then it's, no, you need to earn it like I did.
Listen,
wait,
which one?
A minute.
Do I get nepotism or no?
Wait a single minute here.
Earn it. All this time you've been telling me you wanted more for me, and that's why you were earning it. Now I gotta earn it.
Right. You want me to earn the same thing that you said you earned? Come on, man.
I thought you did that already.
That's not how this goes.
Were you just talking, Mom?
Ooh. Again?
I'm not talking to my mom. I want to be clear.
No.
Mom, if you're listening, that's not to you.
Mine either.
Rhetorical,
Mom. Again?
I just can't.
Yeah.
I just absolutely can't. Yeah, so this is weird, but I'm going to continuously say solidarity with the teachers. Indeed. Solidarity with the students and parents are overwhelmingly supporting teachers.
Yeah.
So also shout out to them. Seeing kids on the news, this is what I meant by they can't shape this narrative the way they want to, because people are not being shy about what has made them upset about this. And it's everything. It's everything. Mm-hmm. How dare you, PPS, give us these communications that were absolutely propaganda? You are saying you are talking to us as parents because you care about our kids, because that's all we do here, huh?
Right.
What we do here is take care of your babies. They're our babies too. And those teachers do deserve stuff, right? But, like, how much do you think that they deserve?
They don't deserve
guys,
that much stuff, guys.
Come on.
Whoa, pipe down.
Also, you know, yeah, they do actually deserve it all. And if the state would just come up off of some money, then they'd have it. Which is it? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so shout out to the kids who are like, if we have more people in a class, there will be no learning. Like, we refuse to listen to the people most impacted about anything. It doesn't matter what the marginalization is in the moment. We refuse to do it. We refuse to do it. If the kids are telling you, I check out when it's too hot. I check out when there's too many kids talking. I check out when the teacher can't get control because there's too many other people.
Yeah, I lose focus when I see a mouse run across the classroom.
And you know what? I lose focus when all of the sudden I am just trapped in the thought of, where's the mold? And what does it mean? Am I breathing a spore now? Do I need an illustration to understand how this works?
Right.
What does that actually do to me and my brain and my bod?
Yeah.
Like, get out of here. Folks want babysitters, and PPS wants to be able to decide where the money is invested. And I will just say that there are ways and means. And school board is an important position.
Let's make sure we got the right people on it.
That's it. That's all.
All right. I'm going to break us with a little bit of music.
You know, I'm going to say this.
What'd you guys say?
I like that song.
Yeah.
No Hayley Williams, though. I'm going to tell you this about that.
No, okay. No, you're right. You're right.
And, you know, no major shade. I don't know this person's name. You got something there.
Oh, yeah. Fanagram gets it cracking.
Oh, yes. And they
do. They get it popping.
You're absolutely correct.
I don't know if you know this.
Absolutely know Paramore.
They did a whole album with Big Boy called Big Grams, I believe it's the group.
No, Big but Grams. That's hard.
Yeah.
Big Boy from Outkast?
Yeah.
Was he talking about child support? That, it was a genuine question.
I don't know.
I think the answer is just probably usually.
the way you perked up for that.
Probably.
Could be.
Likely.
Oh man. Shout out to Rhythm. Oh my god. I keep forgetting to play that cart.
That's what I was trying to say to you. Like, oh, the cart, and
I got so excited.
One of these days.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay.
It's only a 12-seconder. Let's squeeze that right on there.
All
right. Yeah.
Well, you better hit the
what am I hitting?
We got to get to live. Yeah, we got to talk about
hit the throttle.
I mean, what would a Thursday be if we're not talking about the performative nature of politics? Huh? Theater.
The House votes to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib over comments about Israel. In a late night vote of 234 to 188, the House passed a censure resolution presented by Representative Richard McCormick. Tlaib was accused of promoting false narratives about the Hamas attack on Israel and allegedly calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. Richard McCormick says, promoting false narratives and calling for the destruction of the state of Israel were the grounds for the censure against Representative Rashida Tlaib. This comes as a video Tlaib posted on social media accused President Biden of supporting the genocide of Palestinians. The video included a chant often interpreted as a call for the eradication of Israel. Rashida says, I can't believe I have to say this, but Palestinian people are not disposable. We are human beings just like everyone else. Tlaib defended her use of the phrase from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, calling it an aspirational call for freedom. However, the video sparked bipartisan criticism and led to this censure. Representative Raskin says the resolution is all about censuring her for her political speech and literally nothing else. A censure is less severe than expulsion, but more serious than a reprimand. It's worth noting that this is the second attempt in 2 weeks to censure Representative Tlaib. In a statement, Tlaib accused her colleagues of focusing more on silencing her been on addressing the conflict in Gaza. From the river to the sea, has constantly been used as like that ball kick back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like same thing with kneeling during flag, and like it's been very clear messaging of what that phrase communicates, and time again, including on she who will not be named's account on IG, she mentions it as anti-Semitic. And again, words matter, right? Words matter. And it was you that brought it to my attention. You recently learned that even the phrase anti-Semitic
is confusing.
It's confusing and being used improperly, has been for quite some time, because it's omitting other Semitic people in the way that it's being used. I mean, that's layers on the layers of it. But again, just that particular phrase, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
Okay, I just want to say very quickly, I do not know the historical implications of the phrase. I don't understand that to, you know, I'm not a part of that culture. That I don't understand why that is, why it hits the way it hits. What I do know, go ahead.
I was going to say, is it possibly because it's in opposition to the occupation?
I mean, it is confusing to me that what is complex and too complicated is the fact that we could be where we are right now. The fact that we could be watching what we're watching in 2023, and instead of having the clear head that war not in our backyard allows us, we're doing the hair on fire, everything is going, everyone's coming to get me. I want to really, I don't know how to get this across, but the way that certain words, phrases, and like the way that they can be co-opted, the way that they can be flipped, the way that it something that wasn't a thing now is a thing. Woke was not what it is today because it wasn't nobody else's business, number one.
Right.
But number two, the way that conservatives were able to just take it and make it something it never was. And now it just legitimately feels like a slur.
Yep.
The ability to do that. And in today, like, if you sound like the white supremacist after, you know, a unarmed black person has been shot and were killed, and the first thing that you have to say is something to the effect of like, don't resist, or you should have, or if only. Oh, I mean, certainly. Should we even, do they deserve to live, or have they stolen Skittles before?
Right.
You know, I think maybe death. The way that that's able to happen. So, you know, anti-Semitic, the phrase on its own has been able to be weaponized in ways. And I am saying this as a person who absolutely believes in, I am not denying any of the atrocities that have happened, any of the horrible treatment that Jewish people have received. And I'm going to continuously say, I am speaking about a government. When you are talking about Israel's actions, you are talking about the government. You are not talking about your Jewish neighbor or your Jewish bestie. Unless, of course, your Jewish bestie is also a Zionist. Then, in fact, I am talking about your Zionist friend, because now the Zionist part trumps the Jewish part. And it's not because it just trumps it for me. It trumps it for them. Because in order to be a Zionist, you have to not believe in some of the things you're taught, right? You got to do the willful ignorance.
Yeah.
You got to do the, I absolutely believe, you know, like you are hit over the head with how that is your land to return to. But much like Seth Rogen said, they never said there were people already living there.
They lied to us. They never said people were already there.
Yeah. So in the moment of realization, right? If you are a person who went to every, you know, Jewish school that you go to and you have been learning what the Israeli government wants you to learn, which does not have anything to do with a religion. That is, I mean, like, we can absolutely just parallel this. It like, the religious part is being used to control people, just like Christianity is used to control people. So is that what we want to uphold? Is that what we want to talk about? Right. You know, like, at no point, there should not be a reason where you go, oh, but I mean, but was that genocide that bad?
Was it that bad of a genocide?
Should we actually maybe re-examine that one?
We got a nice thread of text right here from the same person. It refers to the need for equality for all inhabitants of historic Palestine.
Oh, from the river to the sea. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Someday the Nakba can be undone.
Mm.
See the great Al Jazeera piece on November 2nd that explains the history of the slogan.
Will do.
The controversy has been fabricated to prevent solidarity in the West with Palestinians.
So that's where I was going to go.
Right.
You got one more?
Yes, this is from someone else. Free Palestine being cast as violence against Jewish people is akin to war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. There's a serious problem with flattening all criticism of Israel to anti-Semitism, completely ignoring generations of solidarity and activism from Jewish
people
who know that Palestinian and Jewish liberation are intertwined.
Nobody's free until we're all free, fam. That's it.
And one more from the other person that gave us the Al Jazeera reference. As many prominent rabbis have noted, Zionism is an ideology, as an ideology, is inherent to anti-Semitism. Is inherently anti-Semitic. There we go.
Right.
And assume the plurality that all Jews think the same way and ignores the mass diversity of Jewish voices.
Hello. What? You're not a monolith.
Whatever do you mean?
Huh?
Also, so much Zionism is Christian Zionism, which, strangely enough, seems to also include a lot of white nationalist anti-Semitism.
I'm just going to say.
Weird.
The two of yous is reading my mind. I don't have the linear thought, the ability to do what I want to do right now, or sometimes any at all. But exactly that. Where I'm trying to get to is just how this mirrors white nationalism, Christo-fascism. Like, there is no, what's the diff? I'd love to hear the diff. Because what it looks like is it's the same. It's the same. And somehow, just like in those situations where there is, you know, a flip of the narrative and a weaponization of certain things, that's happening here, where there are Zionist folks who you may have never known were Jewish, or you did know that they are Jewish, and that's just not a part of the way that they entertain you. But boy, will they tell you right now how they are literally being hunted down and stalked.
Oh, yeah. Words of Amy Schumer.
Just their people are being slaughtered. There is a special place for folks who are able to center themselves as a victim as they are actively calling for oppression.
Now, you said there's a special place for them, and I think I have an indication of this place. However, does it change their qualification to be in that place? Does it change when they're being paid for it by the Israeli government?
Yeah.
Because then it's just work, right?
It's just work. A sponsorship deal.
It's just a sponsorship deal, you know?
Yo, Yo, I'm just going to say it again. When they have to spend a ton of money to tell you how hard they have it, they don't have it that hard. Yeah. I'm also going to tell you that the people in charge of the water, the power, the food supply are not the people having it hard.
No. Nope.
There is absolutely zero of the same power dynamic. None. What's the word? It's not just unequal. There's, I don't know why I can't. It doesn't matter. Is that the
word?
Okay. Know. No, but no. Yes.
Oh, okay.
The way that I'm seeing people say that this isn't genocide and we need to, words matter. And so, you know, quit using words that don't work. A genocide is defined as the deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group.
Hmm.
In what regard is that not what we are seeing?
Hmm.
The intentional destruction of a people in whole or in part. Tell me what we, what are
tell
we?
Me, yeah, how this is not.
What are we watching then? If I am to not believe my lying eyes, what is it that I'm seeing? Paint that picture for me. Because for us to be stuck on October 7th is just another glaring, it's a billboard.
Yeah.
Telling us how much we don't learn a dang thing.
Also, it's a, like, it's the receipt for Palestinian lives don't matter.
Absolutely.
10,000? Have perished.
Fam.
And you want to keep going back to October 7th. Nothing since then has mattered. No one's lives since then.
I mean, what you're not going to tell me is this, it, you aren't doing the vengeance. Like, yeah. What's the name of this movie, if it's a movie? You know?
Mm.
I can guarantee you that the is going to have something to say about how the head of state wouldn't stand for something, not this terrorism.
Yeah, people in leadership in the Israeli government calling for nuking. Like, yeah. A couple more texts. Hell yes to everything y'all are saying. Free Rashida.
Free Rashida.
And then,
yo, I'm sorry. I am sickened.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I'm sickened. In what regard? The only Palestinian person who has ever served in our government is censured as we are paying for the genocide of her people. They got to go in that hall and hear people say why they should spend more money to kill more brown people. Are you out of your mind? Like, really, what? You're censuring her?
Right. The persons whose voice is most important during this time.
But if you are performative in everything you do, you have never believed that, not one day in your life. And so Rashida Tlaib does not matter to you until all of a sudden you need to have a Palestinian person in your pocket.
Yep.
Like, that's it. And this is a thing that happens when you do not have actual pride in any of the things that have your culture.
Right.
Right? We hear a lot of heritage, not hate, coming from the Daughters of the Confederacy. And what did we just hear? The called the Moms of Liberty, Planned Parenthood. And listen, when I tell you, that's probably why I have a migraine the size of Texas. Planned Parenthood is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. No,
Planned Parenthood is the one.
But we hear a lot of the hate, not heritage, right? And it's got nothing to, or heritage, not hate. It's got nothing to do with the people that we hate. It's got everything to do with our heritage. What if your heritage is hate?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about that? What about if your heritage means another group of people's absolute obliteration?
Yeah.
All right. I'll shut up.
Another text. Her constituents are largely African and Arab Americans. More Rashidas are needed.
Hello.
Period. And we got another text. Oh. I can't believe I missed the show. Ambush, please get this uploaded ASAP. Please and thanks.
Shout out to Kyle, who does one heck of a job
getting
edited and up.
Yeah, he does.
That's the show. Yeah. Well, that happened fast.
Yeah.
X-ray. Wait, before you do it, I just have a production meeting.
Okay.
Real fast. Should we only be doing two stories in this hour and a half show?
It depends. I think it depends on the meat of the stories.
Well, yes, but yeah. I mean, I'm asking the audience.
No. No, they're going to want as many stories as possible. That's my gamble.
Okay.
That's my wager.
Can y'all text us and let us know? Do you want less stories or more stories?
Actually, put it on our IG because we're about to leave the studio.
Oh, good point. Don't text us here. Okay, I'm sorry, Ambush. I've interrupted too
much. Oh, no. We'll do a poll. We'll do a poll on the IG and just ask.
Guess what I'm going to do today?
Setting up a poll. Yeah. Yes, this is My Fiance, brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our amazing podcast editor, Kyle G.
Ba, 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 ba.
In the future, we'll be more people to that list as our team expands. That's right. Hit the volunteer form. Go to our IG.
Which is News with My Fiance.
The volunteer form is right there. Link in the bio is the first link there if you want to get involved with Shizzo. Thank you for everyone that did text in. I'm going to update the playlist here, what we played today right before we moved the studio. And as always, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits, power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Free Palestine. Thanks for listening.
Bye.